It is your KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The American Football Coaches Association is recommending major changes to college football scheduling, including eliminating conference championship games in an effort to shorten the college football playoff calendar. The group this week proposed completing the playoff by the second Monday in January and reducing the overall length of the season to better align with the academic calendar and player workload concerns. American Football Coaches Association members also suggested reducing bye weeks and shortening the time between those playoff games. The proposals are non-binding. They do not change the current rules. Meanwhile, the current 12-team playoff format remains unchanged for next season, with expansion expected in the future. The national championship game for college football scheduled for January 25th of next year in Las Vegas. Detroit Tigers pitcher Framber Valdez was suspended yesterday for 5 games and fined one day after he was ejected for hitting Boston's Trevor Story in a 10-2 loss in which he allowed a career-high 10 runs. Valdez was at first banned for 6 games by Major League Baseball, but the penalty was reduced to 5. He started serving that penalty last night. Also, former Minnesota Twins shortstop, current Houston Astro, Carlos Correa, has a torn tendon in his left ankle. It will require season-ending surgery. Correa was injured on Tuesday while taking swings in the batting cage before Houston's game against the Dodgers. Correa said the injury was a complete tear and his recovery expected to take 6 to 8 months. The Chicago Cubs continue to roll. They've now won 8 straight as Michael Busch drove in the game-winning run last night with a bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning as the Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-6. The Cubs have won 3 straight games in walk-off fashion in their final at-bat. They've also won 14 straight games at home. Seattle's Brian Wu tied his season best with 9 strikeouts and 6 shutout innings as the Mariners beat Atlanta 3-1. That hands the Braves their first series loss of the season. Atlanta had won 8 consecutive series. They were 10-0-1 on the year. They become just the 5th team since 1995 to go unbeaten in at least 11 straight series to open up the year. Texas Rangers would end the Yankees' 5-game winning streak with a 6-1 victory. Ranger starter Nathan Eovaldi had 8 strikeouts in 8 innings. In the loss, Aaron Judge hit his Major League-leading 15th home run. Last night, Paul Skeens struck out the side in the 8th, threw 97 pitches, allowed just 2 hits over 8 shutout innings as the Pittsburgh Pirates win in Arizona over the Diamondbacks 1-0. The Dodgers' Andy Pages set a career high. He had 3 home runs, had 6 RBIs last night as L.A. routs the Houston Astros 12-2. Milwaukee's Aaron Ashby now ties Chris Sale of Atlanta for the Major League lead with his 6th win of the season. Milwaukee would score 4 runs in the first as they beat St. Louis 6-2. Also, the Tampa Bay Rays, they've now won 12 of 13 as they beat Toronto yesterday 3-0 to complete a 3-game sweep. Tampa Bay, they've won 10 straight at home and 14-4 overall at Tropicana Field. For more sports, check us out online all the time at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.